Climate change. The Netherlands government has donated a 6.10 million grant through the Worldwide Fund for Nature, WWF, Kenya that is expected to be utilized by four counties of Laikipia, Meru, Isiolo and Nyeri, which are within the Owasso Ngiro Basin. Netherlands Deputy Ambassador to Kenya Jolies van Bommel, while speaking in Nanyuki, said that they were keen on supporting climate smart-led initiatives, under financing locally led climate action programs, aimed at building resilience to the local communities. We are here to discuss interventions on climate change and through other donors make sure in partnership with the Laikipia County Government, we support locally led activities by the communities to improve situations and build resilience, said the ambassador. Laikipia Governor Joshua Arungu, left, giving a $10 million dummy check to the Mount Kenya Owasso Partnership Coordinator Stanley Kirimi in Nanyuki on Wednesday, May 8, 2024. The funds were donated by the Netherlands government through Worldwide for Fund Kenya. They will be utilized in supporting climate-led actions along the Owasso Ngiro Basin and within the four counties of Nyeri, Meru, Isiolo and Laikipia. Photos by Maturim Wangi. Additionally, the grant will further be utilized to strengthen integrated water resources management through organized community organizations like Water Resources Users Associations, WRUAs, and Community Forest Associations, CFAs, within the Owasso Ngiro Basin. Laikipia Governor Joshua Arungu said that mitigating climate change through planting of trees, borehole sinking was significant to avert the situation, hence partnering with donors was a major boost for the county. Climate change is dire and we can see how floods are impacting lives. Therefore, with such financed initiatives from our donors, it is a major boost to the local communities, said the governor. Mount Kenya Owasso Ngiro Basin Partnership Coordinator Stanley Kirimi urged for collaborations from all the stakeholders to harness on how residents could benefit from natural resources without being ruined. He appealed for more donor funding to support them on regulating water obstructions by the public.